creative nonfiction, it has all the earmarks of fiction. It has plot, it has characters, it has dialogue, it has setting. It has what you call the narrative arc, where something happens and then it ends. The main difference between creative nonfiction and fiction is that the author promises the reader that what they're reading is true, and the reader accepts that promise. And therefore, the slippery part comes in, as a friend of mine who's read the book said, well, you must have a very precise memory to have remembered these things from your childhood, because of course you don't go through life taking notes. How do you remember all this stuff? And the answer is, I don't quote anything that I can't remember. I don't make up details. If I can check out some things, I do. For instance, I wanted to know where what hospital my brother was born in, and I Googled St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Forks, North Dakota. There it was. If it hadn't been there, I would have Googled hospitals in Grand Forks, North Dakota to find the name of the hospital. I would stand by what I say. I don't make things up. When it's an interpretation, it should be fairly clear to the reader what I'm interpreting. I think that this comes from a long history of telling the truth. And I have a friend who says that my habit of telling the truth is such that, my phone was tapped for 7 years when I was writing the biography of Dr. Spock. And my friend said, well, if the FBI asked you something, you would not only tell them what they're asking you, you'd say, but here are all these other things you didn't ask me about that I also know. And I think that is the one. I have a fairly long fuse and a short memory for affronts and problems, but my real hot button is truth. I've gotten in trouble for telling the truth. I've never gotten in trouble for telling a lie, because I don't tell lies.